The shield that God's built for us is dipped in the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It makes it impenetrable. Period. It doesn't matter what the enemy is. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. It's impenetrable. War may be going on all around you. There might be things going crazy all around you. But this powerful shield of God is there. All you have to do is hold it up or make sure that you're behind it. You can't get out in front of it. You can't get beside it. You got to hold it up so it will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Hallelujah. And we're going to get us a little scripture. I was, frankly, kind of shocked at the number of scriptures there are about the Lord's shield and who He told it to. It's FX channel, I think, A or 1. It's up towards the right upper right-hand corner. I think there's 3 FX channels. And just mute it. All right, so I just got all these readers. Genesis chapter 15 and 1. All right, Dale. So now Psalm chapter 5 is going to be the next one, so you can get ready.
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward."
Wow.
Hallelujah.
He told Abram, or Abraham, to not be afraid because he was his shield. God is our shield. Psalm chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Psalm 5, 11.
"Let all those who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as a shield."
Hallelujah. Wow. This is the real deal, my friend. Psalm 18, verse 35. And then Psalm 84 will be next. Psalm 18, 35.
"You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great."
Hallelujah. The shield of thy salvation. It's the Lord that saves. As we look into things, you'll constantly see it's the Lord that saves. We can try to save ourselves in all kinds of situations. It's when we relinquish to the Lord and His protection that He gets to do His work. Psalm 84, 9 through 12. Psalm 84, 9 through 12.
"Behold, so God our shield, and look upon it, the face of thine anointed. For day in thy course is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God."
Hallelujah.
"Than to dwell in the tents of wickedness."
Yes.
"For the Lord God is the sun and the shield."
Hallelujah.
"And the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly.
Hallelujah.
O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee."
Oh boy. Oh boy. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield." No, I don't know if you believe the scripture, if you believe this is inspired or not of God, but the Bible says no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. That means you're walking behind the shield. You got the shield of faith. You're holding it up. "I'm trusting you, Lord. I'm trusting you." God, help us to learn this lesson. I don't know why it's so hard for us. Maybe we've become so used to depending on ourselves that we forget. Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verse 4. Then the one after that is Psalm 115, 9. Okay, no one's got Psalm 91:4, Karen. Way to be right on the ball there. Appreciate that. It is what it is. By the way, my tithe check was already in the offering bag. Good Lord.
And he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler.
Whew. Hallelujah. You know Psalm 91 anyway. But he's going to cover us. He's going to keep us under his wing so that we can trust in him. I don't know what you're going through, but if it's not happened, didn't happen yesterday, it might happen tomorrow. I don't know how hard I can pound my fist on this pulpit to say, but we can trust God.
Hallelujah.
It's not easy to say it from here, but it's a lot more difficult. That late or early Friday morning when Deb fell after her surgery, and what that did to me, I know it hurt her, but I'm telling you, it did something to me. And I got upset, but I tried to calm down because I did not have the ability to fix this problem. I didn't even know what the whole problem was, but I knew I didn't have the ability to fix it. And what are you going to do when the enemy has attacked you and you do not have the strength, you do not have the intellect, you do not have the wisdom to fix it? It's easy to preach and say, oh, trust in the Lord, hallelujah. It's those times when you have to say, well, I guess we're going to have to put our trust in God. He knows everything that's going to happen. He knows what we're going through, and we're just going to trust him that he knows what he is doing. Hallelujah. She's not going to die, but we prayed for healing for that very thing. It's a very odd thing. Her trachea collapses when she coughs. But the Lord's going to build up a stent in there. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. He's our shield and our buckler. Glory to God. Nobody's got it better. You know, was it Harbaugh that would say that to his team? Who's got it better? Nobody. Nobody's got it better than us. Hallelujah. Psalm 115, verses 9 through 11. So, you remember when we started, I said, listen, if it's getting towards your number, you can make your way up, but that's the risk of having lovely readers, and I love you, and you're doing a great job.
Getting old and feeble and slow. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield.
Ooh. Do you know what it looks like to trust in the Lord? Do you know what it looks like? Maybe you don't know what it looks like. He said, well, Pastor, you said trust in the Lord. I'm not sure how to do that. It's like, and I don't know if this is true or not because I'm not a pilot, but I've heard, like in a general aviation aircraft, you get so high, if you get into a spin and you're trying to correct it, and if you're a pilot here, Doug, maybe you can help me, but it goes in the spin. The instructors say the best thing to do is take your hands off, because the airplane will eventually level itself out. You keep trying to fix it. You keep putting in a worse spin. But if you take your hands off the yoke, if you take your hands off the yoke, I said if you take your hands off the yoke, things will level out. You're giving God an opportunity.
Amen.
And when you say, listen, I'm done trying to figure this out, it's what the Lord's been waiting for all the time. I'm done, Lord. I'm going to have to trust you in this. He says, okay.
Amen.
I mean, how dumb are we? Keep trying to fix the same thing. We only got limited power. He has limitless power. He will work in ways that you've never thought possible.
Amen.
I said, you never thought possible what God can do. Because why? Because he's not going to withhold something good from those that fear him, to those that trust him, to those that put the shield up and say, I belong to Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 119, 114.
Yes.
Thanks for being right ready, Marta. That was facetious and sarcastic both, but Psalm 144 is the next verse. But Psalm 119, 114.
Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word.
Hallelujah. How many times the Lord going to say, was David on this hobby horse? About the shield of protection. Friends, we have it. Let's just use it. Instead of getting angry, instead of getting frustrated, why don't we say, I believe the Lord has got this. And He will figure this out. Don't shout me down.
Hallelujah.
Your car is crashed and ruined. But God's going to figure this out for us.
Amen.
He knows what He's doing.
Right.
You get a bad prognosis. But God, you're going to go blind, Cece. But my God, let's just give it to God and see what He will do. You're going to die of cirrhosis of the liver. Why don't we just say, well, Lord, I'm going to put my trust and faith in You and see what You'll do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is waiting for us. And He sits there twiddling His thumbs, waiting for me. Say, Scott, I got this. This will give it to me. Just raise your shield up and give me something to work with. Psalm 144 and verse 2. Hallelujah. We have our teacher here. How many years you taught? How many years? Over 30 years. You've gone to public education. You survived.
My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and He in whom I trust,
yes,
who subdueth my people under me.
Hallelujah. Oh, His goodness, He's our fortress. I don't really like repeating myself, but the Scriptures keep repeating themselves. And He's my fortress, my high tower. My deliverer, my shield. He's going to take care of it. And I know it sounds a little too sweet. Nonetheless, it's true. It's true. If we could take this microphone and go around again, and you will hear it again and again. When I put my trust in God, He worked everything out.
Hallelujah.
The more I tried to fix it, the worse it got. These missionaries here, I tell you, they're so often on the mission field. There's no good answer. There's blockades everywhere, and nothing's going to happen. Unless God opens the door, it won't be open. And God opens the door. Hallelujah, because He's with us and not against us. I'll show you in a minute. Our last reading is Proverbs 30 and verse 5. They made you come back. I'm sorry, I should have told you. They must have got the underline and said, why don't you read too?
Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him.
Amen.
Now that's not just David, that's Solomon says it too. You need to underline that. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. I'm hoping tonight that we are getting the picture. The devil will do everything and anything to forget what you've heard tonight. He will distract you. He'll get your mood and attitude wrong so that you'll forget that we have a shield in Jesus.
Amen.
That you're all alone. You've got to tackle this. This situation over here was but this one now, this is beyond the Lord's control. He can't help you in this one. He helped you before, but He won't help you this time. He's in the business of getting us to forget, number one, who we are, but number two, what the Lord will do for us.
Amen.
He wants us to forget that we have a shield, that we have a covering. We are covered. I like that little song, covered, covered, covered by His blood. We have a covering over us that will protect us from the wiles and the fiery darts of the wicked. We have a covering. We have something. We have a defense.
Yes. Yes.
Let's lift up the shield of Jesus. Let's get behind it. I can tell you one more thing. This shield is not dependent on how difficult the situation is. I'm not talking about just little stuff. He'll help you there too. But I'm talking about huge, monumental stuff. He's not intimidated by the situation. You hold your shield up. Let me tell you, the bigger the deal, the bigger the difficulty, the bigger the shield.
Yeah.
Let me say that again because that was good. The bigger the difficulty, the bigger the heart of the problem, the bigger the shield.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've said this many times. I'll say it again. Old people that have been in the faith for a long time. And I could never quite understand it. Actually, I was a little bit offended. I'd go to somebody that's elderly in the church, and as a young person, I'd tell them my problem. I got this problem. I don't know if I have the finances for this. And they just look at you and said, "Well, the Lord will take care of it." Well, what kind of a cookie cutter answer is that? "Well, the Lord will take care of it." Well, they don't give it. Just put it in the Lord's hands. It's going to be all right. Well, how do you know? Because they figured out that our Lord is a shield unto us, and He's got this. Oh, God, let's all get there. Let's get there. Let's get there. Listen, sometimes you got to push yourself to get there. Like, no, God's got this. I'm going to give this to the Lord. Let's see if that pastor knows what he's talking about. I'm going to really do this. I'm going to, and we'll see. You say, well, all I can tell you is if the Lord leads you, if the Holy Spirit leads you to do something, that's all you do. You don't do more and you don't do less. Get your hands off whatever He tells you to keep your hands off of. Don't put your hands on it because your hands defile what He's doing. Uh-oh. Sound like Jamie now. They're crossing the Jordan River. Joshua says, get 12 stones and put in the river. But don't you shake them. God shaped them. He doesn't want your stinking ark on His stuff. He wants it just the way He does. And it's the same thing in our situation. Listen, you only do what the Lord tells you to do. If you do more, you're stepping outside the shield. If you don't do what He tells you to do, you're on the other side of the shield. You're still exposed to the enemy. But if you just do what He asks you to do, and sometimes it's just pray. Sometimes it's to reach out to a particular person. I can't tell you how many times the Lord has met me. He says, "I just want you to go talk to this person." I said, "Why do you want me to talk to this person?" "Because I told you to." Why do you got to be such a... Everything's got to make sense. Just do what He tells you to do. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. "There hath no temptation, test or trial or affliction," is what temptation means. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God," underline this, "but God is faithful." In the morning, He's faithful. In the afternoon, He's faithful. In the evening, He's faithful. Hallelujah. He will not hang you out to dry. I feel a little inadequate today because I don't think I'm really saying it the way it needs to be said so somebody else can understand what I'm feeling. But God is faithful.
Yeah.
He's going to be there. You can really, honest to God, put your life in His hands.
Man.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Who? God will not suffer or allow you to be tested, tried, tempted above that ye are able. I've had a lot of people say, "I know that scripture verse, but I'm right there. I don't know if I can handle it." And the pastoral answer is, "Oh, yes, you can, or else you wouldn't be there." He'll give you the ability to put your shield up. Now listen to this next phrase. "But with the temptation, with the trial, with the test, with those coming against you, but with the temptation also make a way of escape." Meaning this, you may be escaping unscathed. Not hurt, not wounded, not ruined. He'll make a way. Not just so you'll run away, but so that you'll be able to escape the trap. You'll escape the plot against you. You'll be able to overcome it. You can call it escape, but He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way.
Amen.
He's going to make a way. In the midst of your darkest night, He's going to make a way, and the sun's going to come up.
Yes.
Joy comes in the morning, honey. He's going to make a way. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. You say, but Pastor, I've been battling, and I'm a little battle weary. And I can just tell you, keep the shield up, because He's going to make a way of escape for you that you might be able to bear this thing and what it means to bear up under it, that we're going to come through. And when we come through, we're going to come through to victory. God has no designs for you to be defeated. He has no designs for you to be ruined. He has no designs for you to be put down and never get up. He has no designs for failure in your life. He is going to bring you through. You say, but I've made mistakes in my past, and I've messed things up bad, and I don't know, God, I don't know about yesterday. I do know about the blood of Jesus that can cover your yesterdays and set you on the right path to go in the right direction and cover you with His great shield.
Hallelujah.
There are no impossible situations. I think about Stephen, Mary Bethel's grandson, Andrew. I think about him. I pray for him. And it's like, God, how long has he been in that place? 20 months, but normally it's a 12 to 18 month program. It's like a teen challenge for adolescents. And his mom and dad are pastors. And it seems like he comes close and then he blows it. He comes close and then he blows it. And he's still there, and it's a high cost dollar-wise for his parents to keep him there. And it's like, oh, God. But let me tell you something. God knows Andrew. He knows where he's at. He has heard our prayers, and He is going to help us come through this in the name of Jesus.
Man.
I don't know what it will take, but I just know who'll get him where he needs to be.
Man.
You might have a situation. You're running up against a brick wall. So what? Until the Lord runs up, don't bash your head against it, but just stand there until the Lord opens something. Because He will open something for you, even if it's a brick wall. You pushing against it does nothing except get you sore. You banging your head against it will get your head sore. But if you say, Lord, you see where I'm at. I can't move unless you move something on my behalf. And He is happy. Hear me, folks. He is happy to open that for you. Patience. 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 My new motto with Debbie is slow and careful. Slow and careful. Because she likes to go quick and not so careful. And I would tell you, you go slow with Jesus. He'll open the right door at the right time, so you won't have to ask for forgiveness for your behavior. He's going to do it for. And I'm telling you, we prayed for people tonight. The Lord knows what He's doing. He's your shield. He's on top of it. You're under His wing.
Amen.
The evil designs of the devil and those that are with him cannot conquer the good shepherd. He knows our name. I know who he is. I hear his voice. I follow him, and not the voice of a thief or a stealer. I'm not going that way. I know I'm in the right flock. He's got me going in the right direction. And in the end, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And you can't take that away from me.
Amen.
So tonight, no matter the case, no matter the prognosis, what somebody else has given you, no matter what the circumstances are, we can stand here with confidence tonight and trust Him. to be our shield, to be our guide, to take us to victory. I guess the Lord wants me to tell you, don't give up. Continue on. Would you stand together with me tonight? And I know this is a little, I don't know, but I'm going to do it anyway. Let's come up to the front here.